All right, time now is 10:02. This is WHUS, Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 FM, Radio for the People. And now it's time for jazz, and we're going to do kind of a fusion thing today. So let's start out with Kevin Eubanks.
Thank you.
right. That was Kevin Eubanks from his brand new album called The Messenger. And we heard the title track from that, The Messenger. Kevin Eubanks, of course, a great guitarist. Most people know him from being the band leader for The Tonight Show with Jay Leno for many, many years. But he is a fantastic guitarist on his in his own right. Kevin Eubanks playing guitar on that. Bill Pierce on tenor sax and soprano sax. Rene Camacho on bass. And Marvin Smitty Smith on drums. All right, time now is 10:09. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken. Welcome, listeners. Got a couple hours of great jazz music up ahead of you. And we're going to do kind of a fusion thing. But new fusion, the great fusion music that, you know, had its heyday back in the 70s is still going strong. We're going to hear some more of that. There's a new album from Dave Holland out. The name of the group is Dave Holland and Prism, as is the name of the album is Prism. And he's got kind of a fusion-y thing going on, and I think you'll like this sound. A bit of a surprise for people who follow Dave Holland's music. Of course, Dave Holland, the great bass player, going back to the Miles Davis era. Miles Davis, maybe the purveyor of fusion music from back in the 70s. So let's listen to Dave Holland. This is from his new album. This track is called A New Day. Thank you. That's Dave Holland's new band entitled Prism. They're not that new because we saw them back in, a couple of years ago, we saw them at the North Sea Jazz Festival in Rotterdam. And that was a couple of years ago. Or was it last year, Claire? You know, it was last year we saw them. And they were performing this music. And very reminiscent of John McLaughlin's original Mahavishnu Orchestra, I would say. Is this new band. It's Dave Holland's band, Prism, and that's Dave Holland on bass, Kevin Eubanks on guitar, Craig Taborn on keyboards, and Eric Harland on drums. Brand new release. I kind of dig it. All right, time now is 10:29. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond on our new time slot, which is Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. till noon. So I think it's a good time slot. I'm looking forward to broadcasting each and every Saturday morning. And if you dig the show, you might also dig our podcast. You can get a hold of our podcast by going to www.jazzandbeyond.com. And there's a little podcast button there. Press that, and that's where you can see the playlists. You can listen to the podcast 24/7 if you can't catch this new time slot, the morning hours. So check that out, jazzandbeyond.com. And while you're there, you can link to my Facebook page. You can friend me there or follow me on Twitter or check out my YouTubes. All the social networking stuff is right there at www.jazzandbeyond.com. I mentioned John McLaughlin, and he is still going strong doing the fusion thing with his new group, which is called The Fourth Dimension. And his most recent album is called Now Hear This, and we're going to hear a track from that. This is Not Here, Not There.
Thank you.
brand new from Derek Hodge, a great bass player, a bass player who crosses many boundaries in his music. Derek Hodge, let's see, he plays with a lot of hip-hop artists. He's recorded and performed with Common and Q-Tip and Kanye West and Mos Def, just to name a few, and along with the great jazz players as well, such as Clark Terry and Mulgrew Miller and Terrell Stafford and Terrence Blanchard. He performs with all of them. And known very well for his work with Robert Glasper and the Robert Glasper Experiment, as well as his jazz trio. So, but this is his first album as a leader. Quite an interesting album. And you heard two tracks from that. The last one you heard was Burrow March. And that one is played by Derek Hodge on bass and Fender fretless bass and keyboards, as well as Mark Kullenberg on drums and Keon Harold on trumpet. And before that, you heard a track called Message of Hope, which again was Mark Kullenberg on drums, Derek Hodge on electric bass, and lead bass distortion. And there was a lot of distortion going on there in those two tracks. And also accompanied by Travis Sales on keyboards and Hammond B3 organ. Interesting album from Derek Hodge. The album really covers a really wide range of music, from straight-ahead jazz to fusion-type stuff, even a little kind of alternative rock, singer-songwriter stuff. Really interesting album. I recommend getting a hold of that and listening to that. Name of the album is Live Today. It's either Live Today or Live Today. Not quite sure how you would say that. Derek Hodge. We started out that set, though, with John McLaughlin from his latest release with his group, The Fourth Dimension. The name of the album is called Now Hear This. And that one features John McLaughlin on electric guitar and synthesizer guitar, Gary Husband on keyboards, Etain Mbop on electric bass, and Ranjit Barot on drums. John McLaughlin always has kind of an international flair to the groups that he puts together. Now Hear This, recorded back in 2012. We're doing kind of a new fusion show today, so getting into a lot of music that maybe harkens back to the heydays of jazz rock fusion of the 1970s, but these are all new recordings by some great jazz artists. One of the groups that I've been playing a lot on recent shows, because I dig the album, is Chick Corea. Chick Corea, of course, one of the originators of jazz rock fusion in the 70s, still going strong. Of course, Chick Corea plays all kinds of music within the jazz genre, but he kind of went back to his electric Return to Forever days on his new album, The Vigil, and that's the name of the group as well. And this one is entitled Portals to Forever, again, reminiscent of the Return to Forever sound. So let's listen to this extended track, 16 minutes long, Portals to Forever with Chick Corea's The Vigil.
Thank you.
Time now is 11:03. This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut. Chick Corea, his latest release with his new band called The Vigil. And that's Chick Corea on keyboards of all sorts. Tim Garland on tenor and soprano sax and bass, clarinet, and flute. I think we heard a little of each of those actually on this track. Charles Altora on electric and acoustic guitars. Hadrian Farad on bass. And Marcus Gilmore on drums. Pernell Satorino on percussion also. And that was an extended track entitled Portals to Forever. And I imagine that's a reference to Return to Forever, Chick Corea's group, of which this band is highly influenced by. All right, time now is 11:07. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond here on WHUS.